let us return to the example of Horst Wessel, the most famous youth leader of the early Nazi movement, martyred in his battle against the Red Front and reactionaries, as immortalized in the Nazi Horst Wessel Lied, Horst Wessel Song. Wessel fit the 1960s ideal of a youth leader from the streets fighting for social justice. The son of a Lutheran pastor, he rebelled against his middle-class upbringing by dropping out of law school at 21 and enlisting in the Nazi stormtroopers. He moved into a shady working-class part of town and, with his comrades, joined in bloody street battles against the communists. But Wessel also earned a reputation as an idealistic and sensitive proselytizer for the revolution from below, which would usher in a united racial community transcending class differences. He walked the walk, living among criminals and the struggling proletariat. Whoever is convinced that the Germany of today is not worthy of guarding the gates of true German culture must leave the theater, the salons, the studies, their parents' houses, literature, the concert halls. He must take to the streets. He must really go to the people, in their tenements of desperation and woe, of criminality, where the SA is protecting German culture. Every beer hall brawl is a step forward for German culture. The head of every SA man bashed in by the communists is another victory for the people, for the Reich, for the house of German culture. An amateur poet, Wessel wrote a small tribute to the cause, "They Feine Hoch, Raise High the Flag," which promised, "The day breaks for freedom and for bread, and slavery will last only a short time longer." Around the same time, he fell in love with Erna Yenuku, a prostitute whom he first met when she was being beaten up by pimps at a neighborhood bar. The two soon moved into a run-down boarding house together over the protests of his mother. There's some evidence that Wessel grew increasingly disenchanted with the Nazis, realizing that the communists shared many of the same aspirations. He certainly became less active in the ranks of the brown shirts, but whether he would have broken with them is unknowable because he died at the hands of the communists in 1930. And that was all that really mattered to Joseph Goebbels, who translated Wessel's death into a propaganda coup. Overnight, Wessel was transfigured into a martyr to the Nazi cause, a Sorellian religious myth aimed at the idealistic and perplexed youth of the interwar years. Goebbels described him as a socialist Christ and unleashed a relentless torrent of hagiography about Wessel's work with the poor. By the beginning of World War II, the places of his life and death in Berlin had been made into stations of the cross, and shrines had been erected at his birthplace in Vienna as well as his various homes in Berlin. His little poem was set to music and became the official Nazi anthem.
This is the end of the CD. The program continues on the next CD.